Hello, everybody. My name is Bea Bonner, and you're listening to Community Voices right here on NPR Illinois. Today, I am talking to Michael Edwards, one of the owners and bakers at Apple Barn. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. So starting off, I always like to ask any guest that comes on to tell us a little bit more about yourself and where you're from. I know a lot of people are interested to see if, you know, the people we talk to are Springfield natives.
You know, I'm here in Chatham, Illinois with the Apple Barn, but I was born and raised in a small town, you know, near Springfield, Illinois. It's actually called Verdon, you know, very rural community, and went out to culinary school and, you know, and just kind of ventured back here. And, you know, I've been doing hospitality industry for close to 40 years now. So, but I'm kind of a native. I'm an Illinois boy.
That's awesome. And I didn't even know you had the culinary background. So that kind of leads me into my next question. Can you give us a little history and background about the Apple Barn? And when did you become the owner?
It's been about a 5 process. What we were working on, you know, I came back, you know, mom, dad's a little bit older, and I was out in Ohio, and I made that choice to come back to Illinois. And the Apple Barn was an establishment here that, you know, actually has the orchard. We have a store, we have a greenhouse. And one of the things that came about with the Apple Barn is Gail, the original owner's mother, was retired, you know, so they created this bakery for, you know, they took part of the walk-in cooler, made the bakery. And then, you know, several years later, I decided to move back in. You know, the bakery was well established. The business is well established. Gail and Dean, the original owners, were here for almost 28 years. And I've got 2 other owners of the business now. Gail and Dean have retired officially this year. So, you know, again, we all kind of, we're a unique group. I do the bakery part of it with the store, and the other ones have, especially with the plants. And then Lance, who was just bringing in the tractor earlier, is out actually working in the orchard right now. So
that's awesome. And speaking of the bakery, how did you get into culinary and baking in general?
It's something I wanted to do all my life. You know, I mean, it's, you know, I had that passion to be part of the hospitality industry. You know, I'm here to serve people. You know, I still cook at a Thai place more for fun than anything else, you know, and I'm still actively involved with a lot of things. You know, it's just something I knew that I wanted to do, and I've had a passion for it, and never thought I would be this part of my career in a bakery. But at this stage of the game, you know, I truly enjoy what I do, you know, and it's just, it's a great, this is a wonderful place, you know, and I'm not saying that is promoting the place. I just love doing what I do. I got a great group of people that work with me. You know, the community here is just amazing. So
that's awesome. And usually what do people do when they come out to Apple Barn? I know you said you all have like the plants and flowers, the bakery. So, and I know you all are year round. So what type of activities or things do you all have to offer?
Yeah, this year we opened about, I think 4 years now. We've opened up in the wintertime. They're always closed because it's kind of, well, it's a typical west town in wintertime. You know, you get that snow, and all our greenhouses up and running. You know, we've got some tropical plants, you know, where they can come out. We also get a lot of variety of pots and planters, and, you know, we have people that will come out. We have picnic tables outside, you know, where they come in, you know, they'll get a bakery item, some coffee, or some, if we actually press our own cider here, you know, and they'll go outside, they'll walk around with the family, you know, and have a little bit of breakfast or afternoon snack with it. Then we get into the produce, you know, where we get in fresh produce, you know, and then they come out and get the fresh produce and do the same thing. And in falls, when we have our apples in, we have a lot of pumpkins, both ceramic and fresh pumpkins, and we get them shipped in by the truckload. People just come out here, and it's a day event. You know, they come out, they check out what we have. The family's running around, the kids are running around, you know, and it's just, they're outside doing stuff. Yeah, even now, like if some of the customers come in, they'll grab a cup of coffee and a donut, and they'll walk through our greenhouses.
Would you say that fall is your busy season?
Fall is our busiest, and then spring is our second busiest. But now, just with, you know, where we're going at now, we don't really have a down season. You know, again, the slower months are the winter months, but we have a lot. Again, I can't stress this. We have amazing customers.
This question may be a little selfish, and I'm just wondering, what's the best-selling item? Because I know we all liked our baked home goods, especially that are fresh and you can smell them like from far away. So what would you say the best-selling item is?
I have to say, for our, you know, we offer anywhere from, you know, 42 to 60 different type bakery items, you know, daily. Probably year round, our best seller is the pies. You know, the lady makes, they're all handmade. The fillings are handmade. You know, nothing is pre-made with them, you know, all the way from your cream pies to your fruit pies. They'll sell a lot. But we also have like different, like their little bars. You know, I have like a caramel apple cheesecake bar that's wonderful. And I have some people that come in just for the cookies. And it really just depends on what your taste is, you know, with that wide variety of items. And probably in the fall, even now, people come in for breakfast. We have our cider donuts. We take our cider that we press it and we dip them in the warm donuts and the sugar. And there's, believe it or not, an entire process that everybody has to follow when they do that. But yeah, we definitely probably year round, that's our number one seller would be our apple cider donuts. But I know one of the things that is uniquely different here is that we do a lot of specialty items too. About 3 years ago, I started researching keto. And I had started gluten-free around the same time. And the story behind that is kind of, you know, it's really cool because we used to do tours when they're allowed to do tours of our orchard with all the little kids. You know, the schools would come out and we'd give them an apple and some cider and they'd run around. And then a kid, one of the boys came in and he couldn't have anything I had in the bakery because he was gluten-free. He was a celiac, you know, so I started with one simple chocolate chip cookie, and it's since grown into, I purchased a freezer. And then shortly after I started researching keto, and I offer homemade keto items. You know, I've hired a lady just for that. Then I bring another lady on to help with the gluten-free items, where we'll have 20 to 25 items of those as well. And we try to, and that's being a smaller bakery. Someone is a vegan, we can change our recipe for that. Or if they can't have eggs, we change our recipes all the time.
Yeah, it sounds like you all have found some really cool ways to adapt, especially with everybody just having different types of food they eat, allergies and that sort of thing. I think that's really cool. And I bet it helps you all just, you know, stay current with the times.
Yeah, I do. I've got a lady who researches like essential oils. I do a lot with the CBD, a lot with the dietary needs. You know, I probably listen to different podcasts every single day to research and understand the science behind it, also the medical. And it just, that's why I think my job as a baker has evolved into something totally different, because a lot of people didn't realize they were celiac or they had that wheat allergy, you know, where they weren't feeling right. Then all of a sudden, you know, they realized, well, I can't have wheat, but I like my pies, you know, well, what can I do? You know, because most places don't have gluten-free pies. If I like my snack, you know, then they can come in here. Or also diabetic, you know, I get a kombucha fruit extract that I make all my keto items with that is diabetic friendly. So people that have to have that sugar, you know, we have an option for them.
Right. And, you know, I try to be keto for all of a week. So for someone like me, that's probably a little bit more dedicated. I think this will be a really good option for them, because it's always hard to find things that are, you know, somewhat healthy, but still taste good.
Yeah. Well, a lot of things out there with my research with keto is not keto. And that's where I research the science behind it. So if I put something that has this many macros in it, I know that it's accurate. You know, because I do it, I test it, I make sure it tastes good. And, you know, I actually, for me to understand keto, I did it for a year. I understood the entire process because that's how long it took me to adapt. So now I even, to this day, I still don't eat sugar, because if I eat sugar, my body reacts, you know, it just, I can tell something has sugar in it without even looking at it, what's in the ingredients. So.
Wow. Yeah, it sounds like you're very dedicated to all the research and things that went into this. And I think that's very important, I guess, to cater to the community, because there's so many different people and you never know.
I have people, I do. I have a lot of people that travel an hour and a half to 2 hours for bakery items. Just because of that, they trust us.
I love that. And, you know, we're in a different time right now. We're hopefully coming out of a pandemic. And now I've been asking all the organizations and different businesses that come on here, how did COVID-19 affect operations, if at all?
Well, we're this unique environment assortment here because we have a specialty grocery store where we do a lot of local product. So I fell underneath the store category, but then I also fell underneath the bakery, but we don't, besides a few tables outside, we're a small store. I don't have inside dining. So we're basically that place an order pickup. And then we also have the outside with the nursery and everything else. So we basically maintain everything was business as usual. How we did in our busiest time though, we again, most businesses to meet their customer needs, you know, the curbside pickup, we started a small delivery service within our area, you know, and even now, you know, people are feeling a little more comfortable, but if they wanted to place an order, we process it through and then we take it right out to the car, you know, so we really were one of the businesses, because I know it affected businesses drastically. We were one of the businesses that we really maintained. You know, we adapted to how many customers we have in store, how we did some of our, I guess, logistics of the business. But far as we didn't lose any business and we just maintained, I guess, for lack of a better word. So.
Right, right, right. And I think I've seen that from a lot of places like you all around the board, because, you know, I try to at least hit a pumpkin patch or something at least one time a year or somewhere where I can get some, you know, really fresh baked goods. And it seemed that to me, people still came out, and maybe it's because people were able to be outside. But I think that's one of the advantages like Apple Barn has, you know, you have people able to be outside and kind of be away from other people.
Well, that's a silver lining. You know, there's always, I see the glass is always half full. My glass is never half empty, you know, ever. And, you know, one thing I saw from this is the young generation was with their parents, you know, and they were out. They were doing activities together. They were outside doing things together. You know, they would spend an hour here just walking around and enjoying the fresh air and interacting with each other versus one has the phone and one has this, you know. I get it. I'm a very busy person. Sometimes I wish I had more time outside, but I saw a lot more of that than I had seen in any previous year that I was here.
And I think that's one thing we might continue to see as we come out of this pandemic and even into the future. I think people are starting to get back into outdoor activities and just taking advantage of being able to spend time with one another. And, you know, on that note, is there anything coming up at Apple Barn you'd like to tell us about, new events or even new items that you all may have going this spring and summer?
Well, you know, right now, you know, again, we're getting into that full plant mode, you know, where the greenhouse is, and we'll just have customers. And I kind of go into that survival mode this time of year. I don't increase a lot of new things. You know, what I did a couple of weeks ago, I got a new keto fudge, a couple of those I'm working on. I do have some gluten-free items. So these are things that we'll experiment with more this time of year, the specialty items versus the regular bakery. I just have this rotation of product that I use. When zucchini's in season, we do zucchini cookies and zucchini bread. And, you know, a lot of our activities are just, you know, people come in on the weekends and, you know, they're outside, you know, looking at the plants, because the plants are growing at different stages. So they'll bring the first batch up here in a couple of weeks when it gets a little bit warmer. And, you know, then we have a few other plants following that. And then once we get to June and July, we get the blackberries and we get all the fresh produce coming on. So,
well, I'm certainly looking forward to that. My stomach is over here like, oh my gosh, we need to make a trip now. And so how can people stay up to date with you all and just find more information about Apple Barn?
Well, Apple Barn, you just, you know, we got a lot of different, right? You know, obviously some people prefer doing the phone calls, but if you go on the website, you can place orders on there. You can look at the plants that we have, the bakery items. About 75% of our bakery items are listed on there to order. And if you're into that, the technology, you know, any questions, you know, you can instant message us. I and myself and our marketing person get all those, you know, where I have a lot of people that will question about the keto, the bakery items. And then Chelsea also runs the greenhouse part of it, you know, where someone says, hey, I've got them with this plant. They send a picture to us and, you know, we can let them know kind of where they're at And, you know, but either way, via, you know, instant message is the quickest way. You can do the email as well.
All right. Well, that sounds good. And to kind of end things, is there anything else you'd like to add or let our listeners know today?
No, I just think it's cool that you're doing this and, you know, you're reaching out to businesses in the community and they can kind of see what we're doing, you know, and that is one positive thing, you know. I can't stress enough the local support. I think people are buying local, you know, they're shopping their local restaurants, their local bakeries. You know, there's three or four other very, very successful bakeries here, and all of us have done very well, and the support's just been amazing. So I just like personally thank customers and everybody that supports that local.
Stay tuned to Community Voices on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS. We have another great interview coming up next.